meditation, an encounter. The young rich man. With your feet on the ground and your hands on your lap, separated, allow your body to wait. Feel calm. Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Feel the presence of God who is with you right now. Feel the weight and the strength of His love wrapped around you. This love is wrapped around your shoulders and holds you tightly. The Gospel according to Matthew. Then someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to enter eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to them, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. Also, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "I keep all of these. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the rich man heard this word, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For people it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." The rich man in this story is not unlike you. Like the rich man, you too have everything you need and want: education, comfortable living, respected. You have a community and family and friends. You have a confidence, sometimes even an aggressive confidence, to get what you want. This time, let's hear the story again. Imagine yourself as the young rich man. Can you imagine the town, the street, the houses, the noises of the people, the smells? You can see that everyone in the town is just like you. That is, they're all waiting for Jesus to arrive. It's midday, so it must be very warm. You can feel the heat of the sun on your face and on your back. You know that He is coming this way. You know that He has to pass through this very street and that He's about to pass very soon. Your heart is already starting to race just thinking about it. Filled with confidence and full of burning questions about what more you can do, You want to talk to him. You want him to tell you what more you can do and hope, perhaps, he'll tell something comforting. Maybe something you already know. Surely, he will encourage you and reassure you that you're on the right track. The commotion in the street starts. You can hear people yelling, "He's here! He's here!" Even though the day is hot, you start running, almost without thinking. If you can just get past everyone here, you will get his attention. And so you run. You push aside some people. Others open the way for you, letting you get close to Jesus. And you do. Suddenly, you are in front of him. And you kneel. You fall hard on the pavement. You can feel the rocks under your knees. But you look up. And unexpectedly, Jesus takes your hand and lifts you up. You're almost floating. You feel him, his energy, his love. You don't know if you're afraid, but you notice that you're trembling. He looks right into your eyes, washed over by his love, his strength, his attention to you. You are completely immersed in his presence. This feeling is so strong. Your knees are shaking. In a single look, he captures all your worries. He sighs at all your busyness. He even smiles at your accomplishments. He knows all that you have done. Child, all of these things are wonderful. But what I really want is your surrender. For you to give me all of who you are. Captivated, you hardly hear him. You don't even know, perhaps, what this means. Suddenly aware of the street and the people around you, you feel everyone stare. You feel embarrassed. They're waiting for you to say something, but you have nothing to say. You don't know what to say. Never mind what to do. And so you stumble back. Jesus is swept up by the others. But he gives you one last look, again deep into your eyes. The crowd takes him up, more people run to him, and he's walking away through the town. All you feel is that you need a little air, a little anything familiar, and so you run home. You run back to your house. Not really sure what to do next, you stand at the entrance against the wall. It's cold, it's hard. You close your eyes tight, and you let out a long sigh. Trying again to see his eyes. You feel your heart both racing and excited and afraid. And again you hear his words. For with God, all is possible. Is your life ordered around your own accomplishments, preoccupations, and busyness? Or is it ordered around Christ? Who is at your center? Who carries you, directs you, makes you holy? Who are you obedient to? How resistant are you to Jesus? Take all that resistance. Take all your order and preoccupations. And right now, offer them up to the Lord. Surrender them to Him so that He can find a center in you. Allow your heart rate now to slow down. Breathe normally, peacefully. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Leave the town, come back into your own room. Stretch out your fingers and place them on your lap. Stretch out your toes and plant your feet on the ground. Amen.